This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Another hour. Yeah. Hey, bad karma. What can I tell you? Lindsey Vonn goes down, hurts her back. Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You better watch your mouth when you talk smack about Donald Trump. I talked earlier about Lindsey Vonn. Didn't mention that she gone down, but I was setting you up. See, Lindsey Vonn,
I'm not going to be representing Donald Trump at the Olympics.
I don't think you're going to be representing anybody at the Olympics, Lindsey. You know, these people that think that Donald Trump's done nothing except help this country. And every time you turn around, some lefty that thinks that, oh, this is the politically correct thing to say, finds himself up a creek in trouble. And Lindsey Vonn, karma. Let me tell you what karma is. Karma is really focusing on these leftists. Kathy Griffin, Weinstein, Spacey, all these mean, vile people. Franken. They say Franken was just a horrible guy to work with and work for. And now he's suddenly,
oh, we love Al Franken, he's gone.
We'll talk more about him in a bit. Oh, man. Colin Kaepernick, you guys hear the news? Yeah, Colin Kaepernick got a job offer. You want to cover that? All right, well, let's talk about it. Piece of crap, Colin Kaepernick. The type of guy you would, you know, use the curb to get stuff off your shoe. He's what you get off your shoe. He's going to get a chance to kneel at professional football games. Yeah, he got a job offer. GQ's Citizen of the Year. Winner of the Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award. Which he got handed the award by the cop hater, diva, Beyonce. Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. He got his biggest honor of all in quite some time. A real live offer to play quarterback for a football team. A football team? He's going to play for a football team. Y'all love it when I screw up language. Be honest. It's okay. It's because I'm such a linguist. A cunning linguist. So he's got a starter's job. So when I saw this, I was like, mad. Who did it? I thought we had collusion going on in the NFL. Who would dare give this man a job? Allow him to kneel yet again. Well, it's a rap artist, a dude named Jim Jones. Drinking the Kool-Aid, Jim Jones. Not that Jim Jones, a black Jim Jones. He purchased a minority share, pardon the pun, and Jim's a black man. He's a rapper of the Richmond Rough Riders. So, Kaepernick could be suited up next year in the indoor football of the American Arena League. Y'all are like, oh no, say it ain't so, Kevin, say it ain't so. No, Kaepernick still does not have an NFL job. Lawsuit's still intact. Yep. So they say Jones is enthusiastic that he can meld hip-hop culture with arena football and provide the great prophet, Colin Kaepernick, a forum in which to deliver his message of social justice warring. You try to say warring. Warrioring. 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 What's that, youth? What's that? The two youths. Oh, man. The Richmond Rough Riders just became America's most hated football team. Look, I don't watch NFL. So you know I don't. You can be doggone Skippy. I don't watch arena football. But I might have switched over to arena football had, you know, for example, you know, like let's say I get, I haven't watched a down of NFL football unless it's on CNN in the airport or something. I don't watch it. But for the sake of discussion, I might have watched arena football as a, you know, as like my methadone to heroin. But I'm not, see, I don't have a heroin addiction to football anymore. I don't even watch, I don't even have a Jones when Sunday morning comes. I don't go, oh man, I hate to be flipping channels. I don't flip the channels. You know, I just do the guide. And when I'm flipping through channels, if it says so-and-so's playing so-and-so, I just skip right by it like it's, you know, needlepoint. Or, you know, like it's German feather, you know, picking or something. It has zero interest for me. So it's not like I go, oh, man, you know, I got to fight the feeling. I don't have to fight the feeling. I know some of you still do. So Cowboys are America's team. I don't know if the Rough Riders, you know, what they are, but they're going to be hated. And making money, if why would you, look, I get that he sees Kaepernick as some, let me put it this way. What are the demographics of blacks watching arena football? I didn't even know the Arena Football League was still around. Did you? Did you think it? I didn't know it. I don't follow it. Anyway, I bet you a bunch of wealthy white people got together and made this deal and said, hey, Jim Jones, if you will make an offer for arena football just to get Colin in some pads to keep him, you know, keep him in shape, we'll make it up to you. We'll give you a couple of stock tips, bro. I don't know. Gonna hand him the job. Here, Colin, take the job. It's yourn. It's your job. I'm gonna cheer against the Richmond. I hate this because I love the city of Richmond. It's amazing. In fact, I went to what was it? The Maggie Walker Museum there. It's so good. If you ever go, you got to go to that beautiful little downtown area. I mean, just a tribute, a little town, and gotta check it out. But I can't cheer for their arena football team. Not right now. Not anymore. Not that I ever did. Karma. Karma. Colin got his offer. He wants to play. If he really wants to play football, he would entertain this offer seriously. Right? Just saying, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. What are y'all looking at me for? Look, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I don't know what the guy can offer. In $50,000 a year, it's more than what he's making. Now I can get back. Maybe he's a draw. Maybe people will really want to see Colin Kaepernick in the Arena Football League. You know, that's kind of a step down from where he was. Folks, lots to talk. Kevin Jackson Show. Back in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is Ambassador Kislyak in the room? Before I get started here, any Russians? Anybody been to Russia? Got a cousin in Russia or something.
Welcome back. I love it. Sessions was really funny. There any Russians? Any cousins of Russians? Anybody thinking about going to Russia? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You know, that's the funny thing about that is that's what is so good about what the spirit that we're in right now is you can ridicule this stuff. Sessions is essentially saying, hey, they got this whole Russia thing going. Any Russian, because I don't want to be accused of talking to Russians. I'm going to open my speeches that way from now on. I'm going to say, hey, any fellow brother Russians here? You know, if I'm a black Russian, whatever, admit it. Let me know. Okay, anybody here want to run for public office? Because I'm black Russian. You might want to get out now. Wow, how crazy has the world gotten? Chelsea Handler trying to talk smack to Sarah Sanders. You see, Chelsea Handler, no exaggeration, has a video that she apparently doesn't care is out there. She's trying to get into a boat. She's swimming in a lake or an ocean. And a guy's peeing on her off the bow of the boat. You know, and she's like, you know, putting her hands up. This woman, I think they said she's had two abortions by the time she was 16 years old. Can you even imagine what her life was like leading up to that and what it's been since? I mean, her claim to fame is that she's a Hollywood pass-me-around girl. That's putting it delicately. So this is just, I'm amazed that she would actually want to get holier than thou with Sarah Sanders, you know, mother of three, housewife, working for the president, you know, living life, what I think most people would believe is the American dream. And here's the sad part. Chelsea Handler's not a bad-looking woman. I mean, she's, you know, obviously been rode hard and put up wet, as we say in the country. But she's not a bad-looking woman. She's made some, some choices maybe a lot of other women wouldn't have made. And by the way, I don't care if women, you know, what your sexual history is and all that. But at some point, the light comes on and you say, okay, I want to be respectable. I'm just guessing. It does with guys. I mean, guys, you know, you're actually almost encouraged to be, you know, very promiscuous, you know, right? But there comes a point where you're like, you know, okay, kind of been there, done that, and you grow up. And it's not just, you know, chasing this and that and whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I'm putting it out there for you guys. 844-551-8255. Because I'm certainly not going to be moralizing on what people do with their bodies. And by the way, that includes conservative women. There are many, many amazing conservative women who, if you go back to their teen years when they were rebelling for whatever reason, they would be like, oh, no, Kevin, let's not go there. And that's okay. You don't have to feel bad about decisions you've made. You know, at some point, you grew up. And the Bible talks about, you know, you, when I was a child, I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I acted like a man. Or woman. I'm not saying a Caitlin. I'm saying, you know, women act like women, men act like men. Hey, for the record, this is why we're talking on this subject. There are only two genders, okay? Let's just be clear. There are two genders. And sometimes people get a little mixed up. The body goes crazy and, you have these hermaphrodites that are a blend of the two genders. But there's still only two genders, you know, male and female. What do they call it? The stamen and the what's the thing that impregnates the flower? Whatever. You get what I'm saying, right? Of course you do. I'm being very clear right now. Oh, what else we want to talk about? I mean, there's so much, man. We could talk. This Democrat that made this. That would take too long. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about CNN. CNN. They get it wrong a lot. You've seen CNN. You've watched ABC get it wrong. You've watched almost every major lefty news outlet get something wrong recently. Whether it's, oh, the timeline was wrong on that story we told about Donald Trump Jr., which is the latest. That was a CNN thing. Then you had ABC's Brian, Ross, who, you know, does something else wrong, whatever that may be. And it's always, get this, it's always negative against Republicans. When they do that, it's like smoking gun. Oh, that was what it was with Brian Ross. It's General Flynn, he was told to contact the Russians before Donald Trump was president. He was told to make contact. And Brian Ross says it. And then, of course, Joy Behar gets it. He's got the smoking gun. Breaking news. And everybody's all excited. Woo, yay, we got him. We finally got that Trump. And they go, oh, geez. No, it wasn't when he was not president. When he was a candidate. It was when he was president. And that sort of makes it all very different. because it doesn't violate the Hatch Act or the Logan Act or any other act, Sister Act. It does nothing. It becomes no news. And then, same thing happens. CNN says, oh, Donald Trump Jr.'s email thread, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And this was, what, Brian Stelter or whatever. So CNN jumps the gun, says, this was during this, that, and the other. And Trump Jr. goes, yes, the emails are released, and you got the timeline wrong. And then CNN says, oh, it was an honest mistake. It was honest. We knew, you know, the timeline was three people. The timeline was in there three times. They could have checked it. Multiple people checked this stuff. But no, they're rushed to judgment. But let me ask you, when is the last time CNN majorly screwed up with the Democrats negatively? When? Now, I can give you plenty of times that they reported fake news on Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, whether it's jobs numbers or whether it's Clinton polling numbers or whether it's anything, you name it. Many times that they've gotten it wrong with the Democrats. But when they get it wrong, it's never negatively in favor of the Democrats. It's always mysteriously positively in favor of the Democrats. Why is that? Do you have an answer? Anybody? I bet you do. I bet you have a sneaking suspicion, as I do, that CNN has an agenda. They've the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, ABC, NBC, you name it, in the last 6 months to a year, every single one of them has had to make a retraction or an apology to somebody on the right, but they never have had to do it on the left.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
News alert. Documents obtained exclusively by this show a few hours ago show that yet another key player in the Mueller Independent Counsel investigation has deep ties to the Democratic Party establishment. His name is Aaron Zebley. He is described in media reports as Mueller's right-hand man. Back in 2015, Zebley was a lawyer in private practice, and he represented Hillary Clinton IT staffer Justin Cooper. Cooper is the one who, personally put in the Secretary of State's private illegal server in her Chappaqua home. Congressional investigators sought to meet with Cooper, but they were stonewalled again and again by Zebley. Documents that we obtained today show the frustration of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee in trying to get to Mr. Cooper because, and we're quoting now, Mr. Zebley telephoned Homeland Security Committee staff to inform them that Cooper had chosen to cancel the interview. In a letter to Cooper, congressional investigators complained that, quote, we are troubled by your attorney, referring to Zebley, his complete refusal to engage the committee in a discussion about how to further assuage your concerns. Take that in for a minute. A lawyer who played a defense role in the federal investigation into Hillary Clinton is now playing an offensive role in the federal investigation into President Trump. This is not the first time the Mueller probe has been dogged by questions of partisanship. FBI official Peter Strzok, we've been telling you about all week, was removed from that probe, demoted to the HR office over at the FBI, following the discovery of anti-Trump text messages and pro-Hillary text messages he had sent to his mistress, also an FBI employee. The investigative team over there includes the Mueller team, Kyle Freeney, he's an Obama donor, and Jeannie Rhee, who once represented the Clinton Foundation. To make matters even messier for the Justice Department, by the way, a senior official recently demoted amid an investigation into his contacts with the opposition research firm that produced the now discredited Trump dossier. Initially, Justice Department officials would not provide the reason for the official's demotion, but details were later turned over by Congressman Devin Nunes, who found the official had met with Christopher Steele, the former British spy and author of the dossier back during the last campaign. Boy, it's a lot to digest. All of it comes as FBI Director Chris Wray was grilled by Congress this afternoon. Take a look at part of that.
I'd ask you again, surely you've examined the definition and the distinction between extreme carelessness and also extreme carelessness and the gross negligence that's within the statute. Are you really going to tell us today that you don't have an opinion on that distinction?
Gross negligence is the language in the statute, I believe. But I believe also that almost anybody who grabbed a thesaurus would say that gross negligence and extremely careless are pretty darn close to each other.
So if they're close to each other, then why change it?
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. I was Tucker Carlson doing an intro before he brought in, was it Grassley? You don't remember who, but he brought somebody in after that to discuss it. But that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Now, I don't have to tell you this. If they had that much connective dots on something against you, you'd be in jail. And we are getting close to this. And I know it's torturous because we're saying, look, this is pretty much cut and dry. But it isn't with the least common denominators. And that brings me to why doesn't President Trump fire Mueller? And many people, Kevin, you should let him go. There's enough against him. And trust me, I get your notes and all. I get it. But Donald Trump does things differently, doesn't he? I mean, if there's anything you've learned about this man, he's not your typical strategy guy. His tactics baffle many people. Unconventional only begins to describe this man. And I'll use his tweeting as a first example. When Donald Trump started tweeting, almost every expert, every political person on the planet said he needs to stop. They recommended that he quit. And Trump said, yeah, he told. He's like, yeah, you know, a lot of people say I need to quit tweeting. He brought it up, and then he kept tweeting. In fact, he tripled down. He didn't double down. He tripled down. He split those aces. They dealt him some more aces up. Split them again. He tripled down. Now, let me ask you this. Where do you find this tweeting as a tactic? You like it? You hate it? Let me tell you, the majority of the people have softened on Trump's tweeting. The ones that went, he needs to stop it, Kevin, are now saying, you know what, I don't always like what he says, but, you know, I mean, I see why he does it. Yeah, you're starting to get it. So when Mueller was selected as special prosecutors, many Americans, including myself, were skeptical. I was skeptical because I said, Comey recommended him.
Oh, Mueller. Oh, my gosh. He's the most clean cut. He's the best. How could we possibly do any better than him? And I went, Mueller's a skunk.
Comey giving him that kind of credit means he knows something's up. And what have we learned about Mueller? He went to Hillary Clinton's butt-kicking party after the election, probably licked her buttocks, helped her get it, you know, get everything all, you know, the wounds needed to heal. So Mueller helped her out. Maybe Al Franken was there to pat her on her bum too. I don't know. Maybe John Conyers joined him. But Mueller, we've learned, is a Democrat. He hangs out with Obama. He and Comey are best buddies. Comey covered for the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. And then he goes to Hillary's party. Then what did he do? Mueller almost immediately started stacking the deck with people who supported Hillary Clinton. You people were all over, Kevin, he's stacking the deck with people who love Hillary. I said, that's okay. Y'all were mad. I wrote about it. I said, look, Mueller's got this part. These are obvious conflicts. And people, Kevin, it's a conflict. I don't understand why he's doing it. Donald Trump hasn't said a word. And I wrote back. I said, Donald Trump isn't saying a word, and there's a reason for it. That's right. Stacking the deck with pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, Trump haters. And people, Kevin, it's going to backfire. Why is he doing this? Mueller's going to rake him over the coals and blah, blah, blah. And I said, Trump did the right thing in not fighting against Mueller. And people, Kevin, you're crazy, man. What are you talking about? He's going to get him. You know how the deep state is? Obama's got that big OFA organization, all that money. They're all against him. He's got people in the swamp. He still hasn't drained the swamp. Y'all gave me everything. Then the left baited Donald Trump. You know what they baited him with? Fire Mueller. You need to fire that guy. They were saying it. They were the ones spinning this stuff. President Trump may fire Robert Mueller. Y'all remember that? There wasn't a leftist rag on the planet that didn't say, President Trump might be considering firing Mueller. It would be hell to pay if he fires Mueller. They were doing it. It sounds like that. It'll be hell to pay. He better not. Because they thought he was going to just go, what do you mean I better not fire him? I'll fire him. I'll do whatever I want to do. You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. This would be the greatest thing ever. The greatest thing I've ever done. Yeah, I could do this. You just watch. You watch and see. I'll do it. But they baited him. Fire him. We dare you. We dare you to fire him. And Trump was like, no, it's okay. It freaked them out. They didn't know what to do. Totally freaked out. Why is he not firing Mueller? We've given him ammo. Why is he not taking it? You guys know why? Yeah. Where do you find yourselves right now? In this investigation. Is Mueller investigating Trump? Who's he investigating? Who's under investigation? I'm just asking. I want an answer. Because you know who's under investigation? Mueller and his entire crooked team. That bogus organization, that bogus investigation is in a heap of trouble. Here's what the Daily Caller said. An attorney for special counsel Robert Mueller attended Hillary's election night party in New York. Andrew Wiseman's attendance at the party is one of the many signs pointing to a troubling bias from the attorney. Wiseman has been described by the New York Times as Mueller's lieutenant and pit bull. I said Mueller when it was his lieutenant. Conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch obtained an email Tuesday that revealed Wiseman praised former acting general, attorney general Sally Yates' defiance of Trump. I'm so proud and in awe. Thank you so much. All my deepest respects. That's what he wrote to Yates on January the 30th. It followed her instructions to the DOJ not to defend the executive order banning immigration from seven nations, an act that led to her dismissal by President Trump. Now, Wiseman is one of several Democratic donors that had been hired by Mueller, a registered Republican. That's a shill. The special counsel's pit bull donated $6,600 to the presidential campaigns of Obama and Hillary Clinton. This probe has been criticized by Trump allies, but the White House maintains Donald Trump has no intention to fire Mueller. That's so funny. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in October that Mueller's investigation would end, quote, soon. So the man investigating President Trump is a friend of Hillary Clinton. He's loaded his investigation with big supporters of Hillary Clinton. You can't unlevel
the IRS or states. The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
ID Stronghold wallets are different.
They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about why President Trump won't fire Robert Mueller. You want it. You've asked for it. You got it, Toyota. No, he's not going to fire him. Why would he fire him? Mueller is doing him a favor. It's like when Gloria Allred took over the case for this lady that accused Roy Moore of being a, you know, 30 years, 40 years ago, doing something to her. And Roy Moore can fight. But, you know, there's a number of people who will believe you. If somebody accused said, you know, Kevin kissed a dog once. Well, you know, I kissed my dog when I was younger. But, you know, whatever. He did something. There's going to be a contingent of people who believe it. They don't have to have any evidence. Nothing. It happened. End of story. And so Roy Moore is in that, caught up in that. And then we find out, after she hires Gloria Allred and they produce this fake book, we find out the chick is a fraud. Well, I did alter his signature. Well, what else did you do? Maybe you just lied. Mm-hmm. So what did that quote, investigation do. It spiraled in on itself, like what liberalism does. Leftism spirals in on itself. So now people go, what? She lied about the yearbook? That was the centerpiece evidence for everybody. The anti-Trumpers. I can't believe Donald Trump supporting a sexual abuser. A sex guy who does sexual misconduct. I can't believe it. This is awful. And so they find out this lady lied. Now I'm watching guys like Ben Shapiro go, oh, so she lied. Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. They got excuses. What's the excuse? The excuse is you automatically assumed that Roy Moore was guilty. Why? Because he's a Christian. Or because of your hatred of Trump. How could the president do this? He needs to wait. Look at all this, what's going on with Franken and all. These other people have proven allegations. They paid people off. They're in pictures. Roy Moore has 40-year-old allegations that have never come up in 8 times that he's run for public office. And the time when he can run for an office that makes a difference at the national level, suddenly things come up. And worse than that, the Democrats go, well, the never Trumpers and all these so-called conservatives that are over here being all sanctimonious, who pretending that the Democrats don't cheat. No, it isn't even a possibility that the Democrats are bringing all this up for no reason, knowing it's a lie. That's not a possibility. Is it Ben Howe? Is it Ben Shapiro? What's with all these Bens that are the naysayers? Brutuses, Brutus Judases, that's who they are, stab you in the back or deny you. Unbelievable. So all you got to do in these leftist, whatever, investigation, call them whatever you want. All you got to do is let them play out. And if you're one of these conservatives that wants to, look, I don't know whether Moore did it or not, but I'll tell you this, I don't know whether he did it or not, which means I don't believe her either. And if you want to bring something up 40 years later, oh, yeah, he tried to do something, or he pinched me on the butt, or whatever. You know what? The statute of limitations has gone on that. I'm just telling you, it's gone. There's a reason why they have this thing called statute of limitations. It's because they say, look, if you haven't come forward by now, you maybe wanted it. You maybe were okay with it. There was a lady, she sent me a note. I have to play it. And she says, she's for the man being in control and all this. And she says, Kevin, you agree with that? That's not what I agree with. I am for equal. Women want the benefit of the doubt, but women fought to become equal to men. There was a time in my life where I would have given the woman the benefit of the doubt. Because that's the way men were. If a woman came up to me and said, Kevin, one of your staffers did this to me, I would be like, wow, really? And I would believe that it would believe it to the point of saying, I'm going to go ask my staffer what's going on here. But now, if a woman came up to me and said that, I'd be like, really? You got to give me more proof. I'm not just taking your word for it. Because women fought for that. They want that right. I'm just telling you, I don't have any dog in the fight anymore. Prove it. So, you know, people can look at me any way they want. I'm not the conservative man exalts women. Let me make one correction. If a conservative woman said to me something happened, I'd believe her. If a leftist woman said to me something happened, I don't believe her. I'll be clear. That's just the way it is for me. Leftist women are worse. Then they are the people that fake their pregnancies. They are the people who will sell you down the river. They will kill you for your insurance policy. I could go on. No, I don't believe them. But these people that went on a witch hunt for Roy Moore, shame on you.
Well, Kevin, we have to take a policy where we just have to believe the victim.
Well, the victim in this case is Roy Moore. And what played out? What played out in this little scenario with the left, this trap that they tried to set for Roy Moore? What played out was they entrapped themselves. They ensnared themselves. And now Mueller is in the same situation. He's begun firing the very people he handpicked. And the more we learn about these lecherous leftists, the more the Mueller investigation unravels. And soon, Mueller's going to be investigating himself. And you know what he's going to have to do without Donald Trump doing anything? He's going to have to recuse himself. Now, what happens when that happens? What credibility does Trump have? You know, I ask this question. What's Mueller found? He has people who want to see President Trump go down, and yet they have nothing. Think about this. Donald Trump says, pick Mueller. We love Mueller. Okay, great. You got Mueller. What's next? He's going to stack the deck against you, Mr. Trump. And sure enough, he did. And Trump goes, big deal. I'm not guilty of anything. Stack the deck. Put in all you want. Trump didn't say, I think it needs to be balanced, man. There's not enough Republicans on there. He says, no, stack it. So Mueller did exactly that. People who love Hillary Clinton, hate Donald Trump, are now on their witch hunt, and they're going down the primrose, but we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And what's going on? Now they're in big trouble, and Mueller's investigation is spending all its time trying to cover up for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, Susan Rice, the FBI in general, and now the El Jefe, the head white man in charge, that would be Robert Mueller. He's got to play cover his own butt. You know how much covering of your butt you have to do in the government? Because guess what, folks? There's always somebody against you in that government. No matter how much swamp Donald Trump drains, he's still going to have people that are operatives for the Democrat. That's okay. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. As they said of Watergate, folks, the cover-up was far worse than the crime, as such is the case here as well. And I predicted it. I foretold that Mueller's investigation would be the undoing of the left. I told them, the way this has been set up, Donald Trump was saying, here's your investigation, and oh, by the way, here's a rope. I've gone ahead and taken the liberty of tying the noose for you. So they went after him with everything, guns a-blazing, re-stroke, whatever these people's names are, and including Mueller, and they've come out with nothing. And I told people, Donald Trump will come out smelling like a rose. The more dung they throw on him, it's like he's got on a Teflon suit. Poof. He just adjusts his jacket, and everything comes out like he's been sprayed with Renew-Zit. So where does the left go? Mueller was already under fire. Yeah, the left were going, at 73 years old, Mueller has a record that shows a man of fallible judgment who can be slow to alter his chosen course. At times, he was intimidated or provoked resentment among subordinates, and his tenacious yet linear approach to evaluating evidence led to the fumble the biggest U.S. terrorism investigation since 9/11. Yeah, they're like, why haven't you indicted this man, Robert Mueller? And Mueller's going, I got enough problems. So he's gone after Donald Trump's, you know, records for his taxes and financial empire and all this stuff. And then they've lied and said they were looking at Donald Trump's bank. That wasn't the case. But the left want Mueller to do his job, arrest Donald Trump. So he made the move on Flynn to buy himself some time. But he doesn't have enough money, nor does he have enough time to help him out of this situation. Mueller picked the dream team of investigation, and President Trump scoffs at him. Actually, he's laughing at him. And the Democrats' recent attempt to take the moral high ground on this Al Franken thing is just a feeble attempt to make them look as if they're admirable people. But we know they're not. Mueller is now a patsy. He's going to be left holding the bag.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.